You know that
Yeah.
feeling, right? You put something great out there online, maybe a post or info about a product.
And then crickets.
Yeah, like it just vanishes. You feel like you're just tossing pebbles into this huge digital ocean.
It's tough, really tough to turn that flicker of interest into something real, a connection.
But what if there was like a map for that, a way to guide that curiosity?
Well, that's essentially what a marketing funnel is designed to do.
And that's our deep dive today. We're looking at turning curiosity into connection, high converting funnels.
Yeah, the goal is to really unpack how these things work and, importantly, why they matter for building, actual relationships and getting results.
So let's start with the journey idea. The source talks about the funnel like a path.
Exactly. Think about the very top, the widest part. That's about casting a wide net.
Catching anyone who might be interested.
Precisely. You use engaging stuff here, social media posts, maybe a quick video, blog articles.
Things that address a common problem, maybe.
Yeah, something that makes people stop scrolling and think, huh, that's interesting. The goal is just to spark that initial curiosity, get them to take one tiny step.
Okay, so you've got their attention a little bit anyway. What's the next step down?
That brings us into the middle of the funnel. And this is where you start offering a bit more substance.
Right. The source mentioned things like free guides or
Yeah,
webinars.
exactly. Imagine offering, say, a practical checklist that helps solve a specific issue they might be facing.
Ah, so you're giving them something genuinely useful.
Yes, and that's key. It starts to build trust. You're showing your expertise, you're actually helping them.
Okay, so it's not just information, it's about building that trust factor.
Definitely. And the mid-funnel goes even deeper than just, downloading a guide. It's about engagement.
How so?
Well, think about maybe sending personalized emails based on what they downloaded, or perhaps an interactive quiz.
Oh, interesting. Like something that helps them figure out their own needs.
Exactly. You're trying to understand their individual challenges better and subtly position yourself or your solution as the answer. It becomes more of a two-way street.
Got it. So, top is awareness, middle is building trust and understanding, which leads us to the bottom.
The bottom of the funnel. This is where all that nurturing hopefully leads to. Well, a conversion.
Meaning they take a specific action, like buying something or signing up.
Yeah, or maybe booking a call. The key thing the source highlights is that by this stage, they're not cold prospects anymore.
They're informed. They know what you offer and why it might be valuable to them.
Right, they're much more ready to take that next step because you've guided them there,
Yeah,
providing value along the way.
it makes sense. So, why is building this whole structure, this funnel, so important? The source mentioned efficiency.
Absolutely. A well-built funnel automates a lot of that early nurturing. Imagine trying to manually email everyone who shows the slightest interest.
Impossible. So, it frees you up.
Yeah, it frees up your time and resources to focus on the people who are genuinely engaged and moving forward.
And it mentioned targeted communication, too.
Crucial. Because you understand where someone is in their journey, you can send them the right message.
Not just generic blasts.
Exactly. The right info to the right person at roughly the right time. It feels much more relevant to them.
Which probably improves results. And you can measure this stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's another huge benefit. You can track how people move through each stage, see where they might be dropping off.
And then you can adjust things, optimize.
Precisely. You can fine-tune your content, your offers, your emails,
Yeah.
constantly improve it based on real data.
But beyond the numbers, the source also really emphasized the relationship aspect.
Which I think is maybe the most important part, really. It's not just a transaction machine.
It's about building trust over time.
Yes. By consistently providing value and understanding their needs, you foster stronger, more meaningful connections. It's not about aggressive selling.
It's more like guiding.
Guiding interested people towards a solution that can genuinely help them. It feels less like a push, more like helping them make an informed choice.
Okay, so summing it up, these marketing funnels seem pretty essential. They're the pathway from that first flicker of online curiosity to building real connections and ultimately getting results.
That's the core idea. And the source we looked at mentioned Eidos Edge.
Right. They specialize in creating these kinds of custom funnels tailored to specific goals.
And their focus, which I thought was interesting, is on making that journey seamless and engaging.
Which really ties it all together. It's not just mechanical steps, it's the experience at each point.
Exactly. Making it positive, making it valuable.
So, a final thought for everyone listening. Are you potentially leaving connections just undeveloped out there in the digital ether?
Yeah, worth considering how a really strategic funnel, that pathway, could maybe change things for you.
Definitely something to think about.